In 170 AD, the Roman Emperor Marcus Aurelius fought a long and brutal war against the Germanic tribes. His legions were outnumbered, plagued by disease, and struggling in the harsh conditions. One of his most famous quotes originated in this dire situation. "The universe is change. Our life is what our thoughts make it." With steadfast Stoic resilience, Aurelius rallied his troops, and they eventually prevailed against the odds. This anecdote powerfully demonstrates how embracing Stoic philosophy can help us withstand and overcome even the toughest adversities through perspective shifts. At its core, Stoicism teaches that we cannot control external events, only our judgments and reactions to them. By focusing our efforts inward on what we can control, our thoughts, emotions, and actions, we cultivate inner strength, self-mastery, and the ability to meet any challenge with equanimity. Ancient Stoics like Seneca, Epictetus, and Marcus Aurelius developed a timeless framework for leading a life of virtue, resilience, and freedom by separating what's within our control from what isn't. In this video, we'll explore vital Stoic principles and strategies that will empower you to stay strong, no matter the challenging situations in life. Through inspiring stories from famous exemplars and everyday life, we'll learn how to reframe our perspective on adversity, build our inner grit and self-control, accept what we can and cannot control, find meaning and growth in difficulties, and ultimately live as a wiser, more resilient version of ourselves. So, if you're ready to embody the teachings of this ancient but profoundly practical philosophy, let's begin our journey into the tenets of indelible Stoic strength. Reframing our perspective. The universe is change. Our life is what our thoughts make it. Marcus Aurelius. The first and most fundamental Stoic lesson for staying strong lies in how we view and respond to difficulties. Our perspective shapes our entire experience of adversity. Consider the example of Muhammad Ali, one of the most iconic and resilient figures in sports history. In 1967, at the peak of his boxing career, he was drafted into the Vietnam War. Ali refused to serve as a conscientious objector based on his beliefs and opposition to the war. This decision resulted in him being stripped of his heavyweight title and boxing license. He was even sentenced to 5 years in prison, which was later overturned. To the outside world, Ali's situation seemed bleak. His fame, career, and future were in jeopardy. However, Ali responded with a quintessentially Stoic mindset. He said, "I'm not going to be what you want me to be." He reframed his perspective. This was a challenge to his principles that he wholeheartedly embraced by his beliefs. As his legal battles raged for nearly 4 years, Ali spent his prime athletic years outside the ring. Most would have seen this as a devastating setback. Yet, with Stoic resolve, Ali used this time to spread his message, inspiring millions worldwide with courage and conviction. His apparent tragedy was transformed into a platform for his greater purpose. This ability to reframe our viewpoint is immensely powerful when faced with adversity. Challenges like failure, betrayal, or bullying become much more manageable when we shift our perspective. Stoics aren't discouraged by external circumstances, but forge meaning from them. As Marcus Aurelius taught, the universe is change. Our life is what our thoughts make it. Some practical techniques to reframe your perspective in a more resilient, Stoic way include: practical example. Imagine you have been passed over for a promotion at work that you felt you deserved. From a conventional perspective, this could be a significant setback, unfair, demoralizing, and a roadblock to your career goals. A Stoic would approach this situation by separating what is within their control from what is not. While you can control your work performance, attitude, and efforts, the ultimate decision about promotion is out of your hands. There is no benefit in feeling resentful or angry about something outside of your control. Next, view the situation from a broader, impartial perspective. Is this a catastrophic event or just a temporary professional disappointment? Remind yourself that this is a small part of a much larger journey. One setback does not define you or your capabilities. Then, rewrite the narrative in your mind more rationally and resiliently. This provides an opportunity to have an open conversation with my managers, get feedback on areas for improvement, and renew my efforts. This single decision does not dictate my value and prospects. Finally, contemplate how you wish to respond going forward. Will you let this discourage you or motivate you to work harder and respond with grace and humility? A Stoic would display the virtues of self-discipline, reason, and stability in the face of this challenge. By reframing your perspective in this versatile, adaptable way, you transform a setback into an opportunity to practice Stoic resilience. Over time, taking this wise approach becomes a bulwark against adversities large and small. Strengthening the inner self. No person has the power to have everything they want, but it is in their power not to want what they don't have and to cheerfully put to good use what they do. Epictetus. At the core of Stoic strength lies inner fortitude, cultivating our reason, self-discipline, and virtue to remain unshaken by external forces. This governing principle is personified by the iconic boxer Mike Tyson's life journey. In his prime, Tyson was the most feared man in the ring, demolishing opponents ferociously. Yet outside, his life spun out of control into a vortex of excesses, drugs, alcohol, misguided attachments, and volatility. Tyson lost his way, by his admission, becoming enslaved by his undisciplined desires and impulses. Stoic philosophy helped Tyson rebuild himself from the ashes of his fallen empire. He said, "Discipline is doing what you hate to do, but doing it like you love it." Tyson embraced the Stoics' relentless pursuit of self-mastery over our judgments, emotions, and will. "Make the mind toughen it up," became Tyson's mantra, grounded in Stoicism's core ethos of using our reason to rule over destructive externals. This mental fortification enabled him to shed toxic attachments, regain his discipline, and re-emerge as a more grounded, purposeful individual. Men are disturbed not by things, but by the principles and notions which they form concerning things. Epictetus. The Stoics recognized that true freedom and resilience arise from within. No external circumstance can overpower you without your judgment's consent. By mastering our mind's interpretations and desires, we avoid being enslaved by misfortunes or temptations that drain our resolve. In modern life's trenches, we face innumerable battles that test our fortitude. Insecurity from societal pressures, addictions to fleeting indulgences, and grief from profound loss. Lasting strength surfaces by continually fortifying our inner citadel of reason and integrity. First, say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do. Epictetus. This journey begins with diligently reflecting on the virtues and principles you wish to embody. Prudence, justice, courage, and temperance. Then remaining unwaveringly committed to living by that code, regardless of allurements or adversities. With a Stoic spirit of self-discipline and determination, we transform philosophical theory into tangible fortitude. Through the ages, those who weathered the roughest storms were rendered unbreakable, not by circumstances, but by their unconquerable mind. Developing our inner fortress in the Stoic tradition also allows us to emerge victorious in our struggles for resilience. Taking responsibility for what we can control. The chief task in life is simply this: to identify and separate matters so that I can say clearly to myself which are externals not under my control and which have to do with the choices I actually control. Epictetus. A profound key to Stoic resilience is distinguishing what is within our control from what is not and aligning our efforts accordingly. By consciously accepting the limits of our influence, we preserve our energy and calmness when facing life's inevitable adversities. One of history's most potent exemplars of this principle was the Emperor Marcus Aurelius himself. As a Stoic philosopher, he navigated personal tragedies, political turmoil, and military conflicts that constantly tested his resolve. Yet his writings and meditations remind us to make the best use of what is in your power and take the rest as it happens. Aurelius couldn't control the untimely deaths of 7 children and his wife. He couldn't control uprisings, plagues, or hostile forces threatening Rome. However, mastering his perspective and reactions, elements within his control, he ruled with grace and wisdom during incredibly turbulent times. The universe is change. Our life is what our thoughts make it. Marcus Aurelius. In our modern experience, much of our suffering arises from attempting to control things beyond our reach. Corporate battles that spiral into obsessive grudges. Toxic workplaces we remain in begrudgingly. Social media ridicule hijacks our self-worth. Applying the Stoic dichotomy of control, we recognize that others' behavior, circumstances at our jobs, and public opinions, none of these are ours to decide. What we can control is our intentional response. Will we act with integrity, courage, and kindness, or indulge in unproductive lamentations? We have 2 lives. The second begins when we realize we only have one. Confucius. This quote aligns with Stoic thought. When our reputations are publicly impugned, we cannot halt the flow of misinformation. However, we can maintain our virtuous character and conscientiously share the truth. If we lose our jobs unexpectedly, we cannot dictate the actions of others. Only our skillful adaptation can do so. A profound internal liberation occurs by separating external events from our mind's judgments about them. We cease battling against external forces, instead channeling our energy towards our thoughts and intentional actions, the sole components under our control. This is the path of the Stoic sage. With calm certainty, they focused effort where it counted, relinquishing frustrations over what they could not govern. This transcendental realization bestows them the supreme freedom to stay steadfast amidst any storm. Finding meaning in adversity. The universe is transformation. Our life is what our thoughts make it. Marcus Aurelius. While Stoics counseled us to distinguish what we can and cannot control, they didn't view adversity as something to be merely accepted or endured. The Stoic path is actively transforming difficulties into opportunities for growth and meaning. Consider the famous opening lines of Meditations, where Marcus Aurelius expresses gratitude for the negative influences in his life that allowed him to develop perseverance, humility, self-discipline, and other virtues. Adversity was welcomed as raw material to forge an unshakable character continuously. This principle aligns with the wisdom of Nietzsche, who was influenced by Stoicism. He who has a why to live can bear almost any how. When we discover the deeper purpose motivating us through hardship, almost any how or circumstance becomes surmountable. Take the struggles of Viktor Frankl, who spent years in Nazi concentration camps. In the depths of unimaginable suffering, Frankl's pathway to resilience was recognizing that even in the worst situations, we have the profound freedom to dictate our inner lives and find meaning. He wrote, "Everything can be taken from a person but one thing, the last of the human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances." In our modern lives, we too encounter a myriad of difficulties that can either cause resentment and victimhood or become stepping stones toward personal growth, health issues, financial troubles, relationship breakdowns. These can all induce immense suffering if we view them solely as unfair burdens. However, when we approach them with the perspective that Aurelius, Frankl, and other Stoics embodied, we transform them into opportunities for patience, courage, acceptance, and other virtues to be actualized. What arises is resilience in the face of adversity, individual cultivation, and a deeper connection to one's core humanity. As Nietzsche poetically expressed, "From life's school of war, what does not destroy me makes me stronger." This Stoic metamorphosis of difficulties into sources of meaning and strength is perhaps the most profound strategy for withstanding life's inevitable storms and emerging fortified and encouraged from them. Will you be a passive recipient of adversity's blows, or an alchemist who harnesses each blow as fuel for your growth? The choice, in the Stoic way, is yours to forge. Cultivating wisdom and virtue. Wealth consists not in having great possessions, but in having few wants. Epictetus, Stoic philosophy's heart is the pursuit of wisdom, reason, and the cultivation of virtues like courage, justice, temperance, and humility. This ethical foundation enables one to stand unwavering in the face of adversity. The Stoics recognized that to withstand life's inevitable turmoils, we must ground ourselves in firm philosophical principles and a coherent worldview. Otherwise, we become unmoored, tossed about by every swell of circumstance. Consider the powerful anecdote of Socrates being ridiculed as impious by the people of Athens. Though facing execution, Socrates embodied perfect equanimity and courageously used his apology as an occasion to espouse wisdom. When his friend Crito later offered to aid his escape from prison, Socrates refused, adhering to his virtuous convictions. He calmly drank the poisonous hemlock, following his core ethos of obedience to divinely inspired laws and the pursuit of truth. In his final moments, Socrates achieved a transcendent composure by fully possessing his rational faculties and aligned ethics. The Stoics revered Socrates as an exemplar of the resilience that arises when one firmly roots one's identity in noble values and living a contemplative, examined life. Such people remain indefatigable because they've harnessed the supreme fortitude within, an unconquerable mind, and spirit oriented toward wisdom. When his friend Crito later offered to aid his escape from prison, Socrates refused, adhering to his virtuous convictions. He calmly drank the poisonous hemlock, following his core ethos of obedience to divinely inspired laws and the pursuit of truth. In his final moments, Socrates achieved a transcendent composure by fully possessing his rational faculties and aligned ethics. The Stoics revered Socrates as an exemplar of the resilience that arises when one firmly roots one's identity in noble values and living a contemplative, examined life. Such people remain indefatigable because they've harnessed the supreme fortitude within, an unconquerable mind and spirit oriented toward wisdom. Circumstance does not make the man, it reveals him to himself. Epictetus. In our daily lives, we inevitably encounter situations that challenge our composure, ethical quandaries with no clear answers, Machiavellian workplace dynamics that test our integrity, and temptations that confront our discipline. How we navigate these reflects the guiding wisdom and virtues we've taught. To build a robust philosophical framework, the Stoics prescribed continual self-reflective practices like negative visualization, journaling on the nature of existence, and routinely reviewing the virtues to embody. The aim was to repeatedly strengthen our value-centric reasoning abilities. Hence, they become firmly encoded as our default lens through which to interpret life. When a sage encountered misfortune or moral dilemmas, they were not suddenly adrift. With clarity of thought from years of rigorous self-study, their cultivated wisdom illuminated the appropriate and virtuous response. This unshakable sense of philosophically rooted purpose and ethics provides unparalleled fortitude when winds of chaos howl. The nearer a man comes to a calm mind, the closer he is to strength. Marcus Aurelius. Even in our modern age, those who develop robust personal philosophies rooted in virtues like Stoicism remain immensely resilient compared to those merely reacting to events in an ad hoc fashion. They draw from an inexhaustible wellspring of conviction and strength. Examples like Nelson Mandela, Martin Luther King Jr., Mahatma Gandhi, and others have remained unwavering despite unfathomable oppression, hatred, and adversity. Their steadfast dedication to justice, nonviolence, human dignity, and other ethical principles became impenetrable fortresses for their spirit. The Stoic path is a perennial call to vigilantly cultivate the fertile soil of virtues like wisdom, courage, temperance, and justice within ourselves. By nurturing this interior garden, we too can develop the same formidable resilience of history's greats. Even in the harshest of conditions, we remain steadfastly anchored to our core philosophies and ethics as mighty oaks withstanding any storm. The art of stillness. Nothing has such power to broaden the mind as the ability to investigate systematically and truly all that comes under thy culture in life, Marcus Aurelius. While the Stoics emphasized cultivating resilient judgment and virtue, they also prescribed the practice of stillness and tranquility as vital for lasting inner strength. Returning to a calm, thoughtful state, we renew our minds to deal with life's inevitable turbulence. Consider the story of the young Descartes in 1619. While serving as a soldier in the 30 Years' War, he became disillusioned by the violence. He took refuge for days in a hot room with just a wood stove. During these depths of solitary meditation, Descartes conceived his groundbreaking philosophical ideas that shaped modern Western thought. Just as a lake's waters must be still to reflect its surroundings clearly, Descartes exemplified how solitude, stillness, and removal from distraction provide clarity for the deeper insights that anchor our resilience. Time in peaceful contemplation was a prerequisite for him to arrive at his famously robust adage, "I think, therefore I am." The Stoics practiced this stillness daily through routines for self-reflection. Journaling, meditating on nature's tranquil patterns, and other exercises designed to calm the fluctuations of the restless mind. They taught that only with inner composure can we respond to external adversity with steadiness. It is in the course of bathing and heat that unseemly perspiration and whatever is frugality offensive are opened. Marcus Aurelius. In our frantic modern lives, filled with constant digital overstimulation, we desperately require the Stoic counterbalance of solitary stillness. Without it, we become scattered, reactive, and enslaved by the endless inputs inundating us. When wrestling with crises like decision fatigue, relationship breakdowns, or overwhelming emotions, stillness provides the necessary space to sift through the turbulence with disciplined rationality. The anxious mind only exacerbates suffering and clouds wise judgment. Through Stoic practices like contemplation, mindfulness, journaling, and carefully periodizing solitude into our routines, we create vital pauses and sanctuaries to reset our composure. Like the world's great thinkers, this stillness becomes the rejuvenating wellspring from which our clarity, focus, and measured responses flow when facing adversity. With the art of stillness, we avoid being tyrannized by the heat of emotion or the maelstrom of external events. The Stoic, who has cultivated the capacity for discerning tranquility and presence of mind, remains coolly grounded and vigilantly watchful of their judgments rather than enslaved by them. By embodying the Stoic mastery of stillness, we access the deepest reservoirs of resilience when gales of misfortune inevitably arrive. Where others are swept away, we remain steadfast, rooted in the unshakable calm within. The soul made whole. We were born to work together like feet, hands, and eyes, like the rows of upper and lower teeth. To obstruct each other is unnatural. To feel anger at someone, to turn your back on him. These are obstructions, Marcus Aurelius. While Stoicism is often portrayed as a philosophy of rugged individualism, at its core, it emphasizes our interconnectedness and common humanity as a fundamental source of resilience. By recognizing our place within the larger whole, we cultivate the empathy, solidarity, and sense of life's cosmic scale that allows us to withstand personal trials. The Stoics understood humans are indelibly linked, not just by social ties, but by our shared capacity for reason and virtue. When one cuts themselves, the whole body feels the wound. Conversely, awakening to this communion provides strength, belonging, and the realization that we are part of something greater than ourselves. The poet arises not from individuality, but from universality of feeling, wrote the Roman Stoic Musonius Rufus. When an impulse of feeling arises from perception of what is genuinely human and universal, then it becomes poetry. Rufus exemplified this ideal by practicing what he preached. His public lectures welcomed Greeks, Romans, enslaved people, and free citizens alike to join in philosophical exploration as equals. By emphasizing our intertwined human essence. Rufus fostered communities bound by philosophy, virtue, and a recognition that we are not separate, but united in our depths. This understanding, that we are individual nodes connected to the same universal spirit, fills the Stoic teachings on resilience. Seneca reminded us that grief is the price we pay for love. Still, this connection to others provides life's most incredible comfort. Epictetus counseled students to strengthen themselves by serving others and the world. When we embrace our interdependence, turmoil is never fully isolated or meaningless. Even loss is ingrained with a deep appreciation for what was shared. We become securely anchored within the greater whole. I have never been hurt by any good person's discourteous attitude, wrote Marcus Aurelius. For no one ever hurt my soul, nor can anyone hurt the soul of a person who is pure and sincere. In our modern age, we face no shortage of apparent divisions that can seem to tear at the threads binding humanity. In-group slash out-group mentalities, toxic tribalism, and escalating polarization are just some of the forces fueling alienation, hostility, and suffering. The Stoic way of thinking sees these as surface distortions that only temporarily hide our deep connection to each other. Understanding this, hating others is seen as harmful to our souls because we all share a common bond through our ability to reason. Just as when you drop a pebble into a calm pond, causing ripples to spread out, people also create waves of negativity and hostility. However, Stoics remain like the quiet center of the pond, understanding that we are all part of the same cosmic family. As Aurelius said, there is a kinship between all their souls. Remember this, reclaiming a strong sense of unity provides a solid foundation for our resilience. This foundation goes beyond conflicts between people or us versus them perspectives. While others focus on division, Stoics see the big picture and focus on humanity's shared essence and each person's dignity. Even the most powerful feelings of isolation, not fitting in, or relationship difficulties cannot shake our spiritual foundation from this perspective. We become like strong cedar trees, enduring strong winds. Our strengths are not only in our trunks, but also in the vast interconnected network of roots that unite us into an ancient, unified whole. Every time we show kindness, help others, and look beyond surface differences to connect with our shared humanity, we nurture the human bonds that make us truly strong. Even during tough times, this sense of belonging gives us the strength to carry on. Memento mori. It is not death that a man should fear, but he should fear never beginning to live. Marcus Aurelius, Memento Mori. This Latin phrase, meaning remember you must die, may seem paradoxical as a source of strength. However, confronting our mortality precisely unleashes the Stoics' deepest wells of resilience, purpose, and authentic presence. From childhood, we are conditioned to avoid contemplating death, the inevitable fate of all we are. However, the Stoics firmly grounded themselves in this sobering fact to live each moment more vibrantly. As Seneca wrote, "Let us prepare our minds as if we'd come to the very end of life. Let us postpone nothing. Let us balance life's books each day." The one who puts the finishing touches on their life each day is never short of time. Consider the famous opening lines of Meditations where Marcus Aurelius reflects, "Human life is a brief breath, the pause of a moment, and it has vanished into eternity." This potent recognition of life's fleetingness became his anchoring touchstone for living with intentionality. Epictetus drove this point home by posing this exercise. Ask, what is this creation of which we are a part? Who governs the whole? What are we born for? For once in your life, get awake. By shocking us into this state of heightened existential presence, the Stoics believed death awareness would reduce our fear of dying. When we truly grasp that each breath is finite, the trivialities that consume modern angst dissolve in significance. We become alchemists, transmuting our mortality into an intense appreciation for being. There is nothing the busy man is less busy than living, Seneca. From leaders like Winston Churchill, who calmly defied death nightly in WW2 bomb shelters, to Randy Pausch's immortal last lecture before losing his battle with cancer, innumerable examples reveal how clear mortality awareness unlocks profound wisdom, resilience, and purposeful vitality. Steve Jobs encapsulated this spirit, expressing, "Remembering that you are going to die is the best way I know to avoid the trap of thinking you have something to lose." The Stoics knew we could only gain the unwavering fortitude to weather any storm unflinchingly by staring down our inevitable demise. Once we conquer our basic fear, nothing can hold us back. All challenges and setbacks become less critical. We start living each moment to the fullest, not putting off the things that give our lives meaning. Remember how often you have postponed minding your interests and let slip the opportunities the gods give you. Marcus Aurelius. To practice this memento mori is to become impervious to modern society's insidious forms of spiritual death. Mindless busyness, hedonic trivialities, and perpetual procrastination that divert us from what matters most. As Aurelius did at morning's first breath, we take full possession of deliberately anchoring our days by ritualizing contemplations of our finitude. Where most are perpetually distracted, the Stoics remained hyper-present, not out of pessimism, but because they wholeheartedly embraced and honored how precious each heartbeat is. Death was their catalyst for resilience and a richer, more transcendent zest for life. Let us prepare our minds as if no other thing that exists today will exist tomorrow. Seneca. One powerful practice is the Stoic premeditatio malorum, or premeditation of evils. By vividly and frequently visualizing our deaths or the loss of loved ones, we incrementally become familiarized with their certainty. The anxiety and shock of such events scatter. From this place of serenity, when the storms of mortality ultimately arrive, we can remain stalwart and centered, like the eye of a hurricane. We have undergone the rigorous training of no longer fleeing from our eventual demise, but embracing its humbling lessons to cherish the here and now. With death's piercing clarity continually ringing in our minds like a tuning fork, we live less like hapless leaves adrift in the wind, but like masters confidently navigating whatever squalls arrive, for we have oriented our entire existence toward the only point vantage that will eternally provide an unshakable foundation, the choice to live each moment in reverence for its profound fleetingness. Throughout this exploration, we've uncovered key Stoic lessons and strategies for cultivating unshakable inner strength. The universe is change. Our life is what our thoughts make it. By reframing our perspective, we transform adversities into opportunities. No person has the power to have everything they want, but it is in their power not to want what they don't have. Building our fortitude allows us to thrive within the limits of our control. It is not death that a man should fear, but he should fear never beginning to live. Embracing our mortality unleashes a profound zest for making each moment matter. The key is to keep company only with people who uplift you, whose very presence calls forth your best. Aligning ourselves with virtue and wisdom provides formidable strength. If you are distressed by anything external, the pain is not due to the thing itself, but to your estimate of it, and this you have the power to revoke at any moment. Our perspective is the true catalyst for resilience. It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters. We cannot always control circumstances, but we can control our responses. First, say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do. A steadfast commitment to our principles is paramount. The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way. Reframing obstacles as opportunities is critical. Men are disturbed not by things, but by the view which they take of them. Our perspective, not external events, shapes our suffering or peace. The path of the Stoics is to embody virtue, wisdom, self-mastery, and a cosmic interconnectedness that transcends any personal turmoil. As Epictetus famously challenged, what would have become of Hercules if there had been no lion, hydra, stag, or boar, and no savage criminals to rid the world of? What would he have done in such a famine of circumstances worthy of his prowess? We all face our own Herculean labors, professional setbacks, health crises, relationship upheavals, and moments that test our resolve. The Stoic teachings prepare us to navigate these trials not as terrifying monsters, but as the fertile training ground for actualizing our highest human potential for resilience. Embrace the Stoic path by strengthening your judgment, following the path of virtue, nurturing inner calm, and acknowledging our shared humanity. Every obstacle should be viewed as an opportunity to develop the ultimate freedom of a serene mind, unaffected by external circumstances. In doing so, we safeguard our spiritual sovereignty, armoring ourselves in the impregnable strength championed by Marcus Aurelius. Keep yourself simple, good, pure, serious, unaffected, a friend of justice, meek, hospitable, steadfast in exercising your reason. The choice to embody the Stoics' timeless wisdom is yours. Whichever gales of fate or fortune lie ahead, may their teachings help you stand unwavering in your indelible fortitude.